Chapter 37, Paul's Farewell Journey to Jerusalem. This chapter is based on 21:16. Paul ever cherished the hope that he might be instrumental in removing the prejudice of his unbelieving countrymen, so that they might accept the gospel. He also desired to meet the church at Jerusalem and bear to them the gifts sent by the Gentile churches. And he hoped to bring about a firmer union between Jewish and Gentile converts to the faith. He was about to step on board ship to sail for one of the ports of Palestine when he was told of a plot by the Jews to take his life. In the past, these opposers had been foiled in their efforts to end the apostles' work. The success attending the preaching of the gospel aroused the anger of the Jews anew. Jews were released from the ceremonial law, and Gentiles were equal with Jews as children of Abraham. Paul's emphatic statement, "There is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision," was regarded by his enemies as daring blasphemy, and they determined that his voice should be silenced. Receiving warning of the plot, Paul decided to go by way of Macedonia. His plan to reach Jerusalem in time for the Passover had to be given up, but he hoped to be there at Pentecost. He had with him a large sum of money from the Gentile churches, and because of this he made arrangements for representative brethren from various contributing churches to accompany him. At Philippi he tarried to keep the Passover. Only Luke remained with him, the others passing on to Troas to await him there. The Philippians were the most loving and true-hearted of the apostles' converts, and he enjoyed happy communion with them. Sailing from Philippi, Paul and Luke reached Troas 5 days later and remained for 7 days with the believers in that place.